kosloi. Now the shtar is a good shtar. Now the Gemara explains. What does it mean to say? Mai shino liyadayin. What's the difference of miyadayin? Rashi says miyashacher. Like, what's the specialty about that it fell into the yadayin? Who didn't fall into somebody else's hand also? So my Rabbi says like this. Sofi koma. Here's what the price means to say. The acha shemotze shtar. Shinofli yadayin. If somebody else finds a shtar that already fell to the other yadayin. Ve'echidomi. What's the case talking about? The cost of the hentik. That's what we mean. We're talking about now that somebody else found a shtar that has a hentik on it. A hentik, that's the kiyum. That Bezdin gave their signatures on the shtar as if to say, and they know that the Edom that signed in the shtar are kosher Edom. That's called the hentik. So Rashi says, if a third person finds a shtar, then what does it mean, biyadayin? So Rashi says, shemot shtar shenofo kfar liyad hadayin. Omaniyu, hachna, filu, the cost of the hentik. Just means if somebody now finds a shtar that has a hentik, that this shtar is mekuyim. So it says, alachar is loyotzi olamis. You cannot do anything with the shtar, we leave it by you. So Rashi says, loy leloyvev, loy lemalva, atshiyovi eloyo oyedim, shiro miyad minofel. We can't give it to the Leva, we don't give it to the Malvum, but we leave it by you until Eliyahu Navi comes, unless we have Edim to know clearly who it fell from. Now, the Loi Miboy, not only Lekosa by Hentik, not only in a case where the Shtar does not have a Hentik, the Ikula Meimu, that then we could say, Kosa Lil Voice Lelovam, that the Malva wrote up the Shtar because he thought he was going to lend the money, but really he never lent the money. So then for sure we should not give the Shtar back to the Malva. Ella, but the Chiddush is, I feel a cost of a hentik, even though in this shtar there's a hentik, saying like clearly that this shtar is a good shtar when the Edim signed on it. They were kosher Edim, the Mekuyim. So in other words, this shtar is a good shtar that really a Maisa Halvor took place. That really it's true that Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. Still, when somebody finds this shtar, we cannot give the shtar back to Reuven. Lo yachzer, the chashin lefroyin, because we have to be afraid maybe Shimon already paid up, and therefore Reuven has no right to collect the money. So that's the chiddush of this braisa. Even though you find a shtar that's mekuyim, we know for sure the shtar is a good shtar, the halvor took place, still we're afraid that maybe the loiva paid up already, therefore the malva does not receive the shtar. Now Rav Yossi says no, harayu b'cheskosei, that the shtar still remains b'cheskosei. What does that mean b'cheskosei? Partially means we give it back to the malva, we let the malva collect with the shtar. And v'loi chashim l'proin, comes out that according to Rav Yossi, we're not afraid that maybe it was paid up. Since we have a shtar that's mekuyim, we're not afraid that it's paid up. So Rashi says, the man that mahadri le shtara, paru le yalter, zoye bela kareya v'le masher le. Because if it was true that the leiva really paid up, when the malva gives back the shtar to the leiva, usually the leiva rips it up right away. So therefore here that the shtar was not ripped up, well, it was lost, and now a third person finds it, therefore Rabbi Yossi says he's supposed to give it back to the malva. Because since the shtar of a henpik with a kiyum, it belongs, it fell from the malva. Because if it would have fell from the loiva, he would have ripped it up first. That's what Rabbi Yossi argues. Now the Gemara is the kasha. Is it true what you're saying? That Rabbi Yossi is not afraid when you find the shtar that maybe it was paid up, because otherwise it would have been ripped up. Is that true? I have a tiny word like this. If somebody finds a shtar of a ksuba, a husband writes his wife a ksuba. So somebody, a third person, finds this ksuba in the street. So it depends. Bisman shah bal moida, if the Baal admits. So Rashi says that shiloh nosn l'ksubah, if the husband admits that he did not pay her up yet, l'ksubah, so pshita yasal isha. Of course, then he gives back the shtar to the isha, like it's l'ksubah, she has a right to have it. What about ein ha bal moida? Let's say the Baal does not admit, but rather he says, I already paid you up the ksubah, and this shtar fell from my hands. That's what the husband says. So that's called Ein ha'bal moida, then lo yachzer lo lezeh lo lezeh. We don't return it either. We don't return it not to the husband and not to the isha. We don't know what to do with it. On this, Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Oida tachas bailo, if she's still married before the get, then yachzer isha. We return this shtar ksuba to the isha. So Rashi says lo yovet inish litain ksuba kredim gershin, because the person does not pay up a ksuba before he gives his wife a get. So we know for sure he didn't give his wife a get yet. So then the locker is that she gets the shtar ksuba. What about though, nis armelo, or nisgarisha? Let's say she became an amon and he died already, or else we know that she received the get. Then the locker is lo yachzer lo lezeh lo lezeh. We do not return the shtar ksuba, not to the husband and not to the isha. But there is a kasha. Why don't we return it? Why don't we return it to the isha? like lechura the shtar, if really the husband paid her up already, and the shtar ksuba fell from the husband, according to you, Rav Yossi, you would say that he should have ripped it up already. Since the shtar was not ripped up, this should be a good proof that the shtar ksuba really fell from the isha, and that she did not receive her ksuba yet. So if you see here, Rav Yossi is choshesh lefroin. He's choshesh, no, maybe the husband paid her up already, and therefore we say we don't give it back to the isha. So we're to see in Rav Yossi. So Mar says Epoch, Enachnami, change it around like this. Epoch until like this. Nofu liyadayin, in the case where a shtar fell liyadayin, which means that there was a hentik on the shtar, then the locher is lo yoytzi alamis. We don't give it back to neither of them. Why? Because we're talking choshish lefroin. We're afraid maybe the leiva paid up already. Dibri Rav Yossi, that's the way we should be goers. And our first brisa, that Rav Yossi is talking the one that says, we are choshish, maybe the leiva paid up already. Therefore, a shtar that's found by a third person, he cannot give it back to the malva, because maybe really it fell from the leiva and the leiva paid up already. It's a chomim that said no. Hareyo the chaskosai. They say no, you find a shtar that has a hentik, that's mekuyim, you have a right to give it back to the malva. Because the chomim hold that a person, if he pays up, he rips up the shtar right away. Yes, since the shtar is a whole shtar, for sure it fell from the malva. Therefore, I'll call upon the Palestinian and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds choshishin leproyim, and therefore by ksubis isha, we do not give back the ksubis to the isha, maybe it fell from the husband, you have to repay her up. Gemara, yes, but the Rabbonin, you want to tell me, is not choshish leproyin, yoch, you saw the Gemara, yes, kasha the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. It should be a spirit of the Rabbonin then. How can you, by shtar havo, by shtar milva, they hold that yasser, you give back a shtar milva to the malva, because for sure it was not paid up. So how come they say here, by shtar ksuba, we do not give it back to the isha? We should also give back the shtar ksuba to the isha then. So Gemara says like this, I'll tell you in the Bryce here, Shtak Suba, I'll tell you, Kula Rabbi Yossi. The whole Bryce is going according to Rabbi Yossi. There's no Rabbonin over there. Enachanami. According to the Rabbonin, you would give the Shtar back to the Isha. Because the Rabbonin Shita is, they're not Choshishin Leproin. Therefore, it would have been ripped up. If the Shtar is not ripped up, for sure it belongs to the Malva. And hereby the shtar ksuba, really according to Chachamim, we would give the shtar back to the isha. So this whole brisa goes according to Rav Yossi. And really, I'll tell you, the chasura nechsor, there's something that's missing over here. Rochi ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Ein ha-baal moida, if the baal does not admit that the ksuba belongs to the isha, lo yasu, we do not return it, lo lezev. We don't return it to neither, not to the husband, not to the isha. When was this said? Bishnas Armelo. Only if she already, the husband died already. Or else the case where she received the get. Then we don't give it back to neither of them. But in the case where she's still married to the husband did not give her a get yet, then I'll tell you the locker is, Yasul Isha. We talk to return the get, return the ksuba to the Isha. You know why? Shrab Yasi, Yoimer Rab Yasi says a svara, avoid the tachas bailo. If Yisha is still married, she's still under the husband, she's still married, Yasul Isha. Then for sure you give the ksuba back to the Isha. And like we said a svara before, because nobody pays off the ksuba before he gives his wife a get. See, if she didn't receive the get yet, for sure this ksuba is from her hands, the ksuba goes to her, she was not paid up yet. What about no, this Armelo, Oynes Garsha? Let's say no, the husband died already, or else the husband gave her a get. So now it's a question, was she already paid up the ksuba or not? So lo yasser, we do not return the ksuba. Lo lezeh, not to the husband of his yoshim, or not to the isha. So the whole thing goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says, Taka chashin leproyin, we don't return it to the isha, because we're afraid on a shtar that maybe the husband did pay up his wife's ksuba. If the husband paid her up and he received the ksuba back, why didn't he rip it up? We're afraid sometimes you don't rip it up so fast. So here the sole price that goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that he is chashin leproyin. But in Achlam, it could be, according to Chachamim, you would return the shtar ksuba to the isha, because the Chachamim Shita is, we're not chashish leproyin. Good one there. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, L'yerlom le'tepach. No, you don't have to change it around. That really Rav Yossi is the one that says that Hareya b'chaskasa before, when you find a shtar that has a hempik on it, we say b'chaskasa that it goes back to the malva. And Rav Yossi says, L'ychashin le'proyin. We're not afraid maybe the malva paid up already, because if it was paid up already, for sure the leva would have ripped it up. So really Rav Yossi himself holds, we're not chashish le'proyin. If so, the theory was, how come here by Ksuba he says you don't return it to the Isha, why not? So Rav Papa answered the other Matepach, and Rav Yaisla the Rayim the Rabbonin Kamalu. Rav Yaisla is only like talking back to the Rabbonin. And Rav Yaisla is telling the Rabbonin like this. said, Lididi, according to my sheet alone, I'll tell you, Afilo nisarim loy nisgarsho, nami loy chashinu leproin. Even in the case with Isha received to get ready, and now somebody finds this ksuba, still I would say the ksuba should go back to the Isha. Because me, myself, Rabbi Yisrael, loy chashinu leproin. I'm not afraid to say maybe the husband paid her up already. Because if it was paid up already, for sure they would have ripped up the shtar. The shtar was not ripped up, for sure the shtar was not paid up. That's Rabbi Yosef for alone. But Rabbi Yosef says now, Lididchu, that I'm talking according to you though, according to you, Chachamim, Lididchu, according to you, Oida Lumiyas, you should at least admit to me, that Bioida Tachas Baila, when she's still married to the husband before she receives a get, the Yasal Isha. In such a case, at least you, Chacham, should be minded to me, that if somebody finds the shtar ksuba, before the husband gave her a get, that the shtar should be returned to the wife. The lav of Aspiroini. Because the before her husband gives his wife a get, he doesn't give her a ksuba. So for sure, this ksuba was not paid up yet, the ksuba should go back to the wife. The Yomulei Rabbanan, this Rabbanan said back, no, still we're afraid. Eimot Srori Atfasei. We're afraid, no, maybe the husband paid her up a bag of money from before. And Rashi said, Srori Atfasei, Moyes Srurois Oksarfe Mosolo Liyache Ksubosa. Kishinosa. It could be when they first got married, or else even after that, Rashi says. Sometimes could be the husband told his wife, listen, I have $200 worth of money here, I'm setting you aside for your ksuba. And why is he doing this? Shet Rihu Yorshim into Salmon. In a case he dies first, not to bother the Yorshim is setting aside their money. That's what the Chum say. Even in a case where the husband did not give his wife a get yet, and the ksuba was lost, we do not give the ksuba back to the Isha. Because it's possible to say that maybe money was set aside for the ksuba already, maybe she already has the money for the ksuba. So the kitzah, Rabbi Yossi himself says, Loi chashin leproyim, and here the reason why you don't give back the shtar ksuba is only according to the Rabbanan. Ravina says, Li'olam eipach kemaisa. No, we have to change around the first terrors. Now what? That Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, chashin leproyim. Rabbi Yossi is the one that says not to give back the shtar nova, because we're afraid maybe it was paid up. The Chum is the one that says, no, we return it. So if so, we had a steer in the Chumim. How come the Rabbanan say, by Ishtar Nuva, we return it, because we're not afraid it was paid up, because it should have been ripped up. And how come over here, by Ishtar Ksuba, the Chum say, we do not pay it, we do not give it back to the Isha. How come you don't give it back to the Isha? The Khuri should not be afraid to say it was paid up. So I'll answer you like this. Again, Ravino Amali Erlem Eipach Kamaisa. The time of the Rabbanan, then you had a kasha on the Rabbanan. No, the answer to the Rabbanan is like this. You know why they say by ksuba you can't return it? Because we're afraid for a second ksuba. That's the pshat. L'shtei ksubas. And Rabbi Yossi, l'shtei ksubas l'chashinam. Rabbi Yossi is not afraid for shtei ksubas. The Rashi says, l'shtei ksubi, shema choza v'kosu l'ksuba cherishniya, li'acha shenofa zois miyada. We have to be afraid maybe after the wife lost her first ksuba, the husband wrote her up a second ksuba. V'yein ha-baal moida. And what that says, the baal does not admit it, it's only love v'yein ha-prad, not that he says, I paid you up. And v'yein ha-taftu-lo, sheyesh b'yod ha-cheres. Maybe that's the shayla over here. That the husband is saying, don't return the shtar ksuba to her, because I know she lost one, and I wrote her a second one. That's what the husband is saying. Because